Hey, you sick, twisted freaks. It's Rolly. How you doing? Welcome to the show. It is a funk-ass, freak-ass Friday. And what that means is that we take a little break from the other content we've done all week long. And this one's just for me to tell you what's on my mind. So why don't we jump into that, shall we? Yeah, strap in. So as the kids say these days, I don't know who needs to hear this, but fuck all your isms and fuck all your ologies, okay? Unless you're a complete sack of jello, of course. And if you are a complete sack of jello, please at me, because I really want to know how you got offended by this. As I see it at this point, there is only one ism you need. I'm going to share that with you. Here's how it works. Say your last name. I'll wait. Some of you have many consonants. We good? Okay, now add ism to the end of it. There it is. That's it. Now you've named it, what the fuck do you do with it, right? Well, the straight answer to that is whatever the fuck you want, but let's drill it down a bit, shall we? Again, accepting the jello, and by the way, what flavor are you anyway? You did survive up to this point with some core beliefs. You've got some concept of right and wrong, unless you're related to me directly, and I hope you've got some kind of discipline and ethics, maybe a goal or two. And if you don't, well, maybe it's time to write that shit down, isn't it? See, it's my firm belief that most people know exactly who they are and what they need to do in order to be who they want to be. But they don't want to do the work. And you know what? Hey, guilty as charged. I can be just as lazy and procrastinating and problem avoiding as any three of you combined. Trust me on this. But I also have the self-awareness to know where that leads. So it begs the question, what exactly are we afraid of? Well, I wish I knew. I can't decide if we're, you know, afraid of trying and failing or trying and succeeding. We are afraid of trying. That is for damn sure. So we read all manner of self-help books and attend scores of seminars and webinars and listen to a plethora of gurus to tell us a thing we should already know. We've got the ability to think for ourselves and control the path of our lives, and all we got to do is start fucking doing it. So here's the thing. Unless you're a psychopath, you've got an inner compass. You know which way north is. Stop listening to other people that think they know what's good for you. You know what's good for you. You know what you believe, you know what your values are, you know what your priorities are, and you know what you need to do. We, me included, need to stop being a chicken shit and stop believing in something other than ourselves, needing something outside of ourselves to get shit done. Just cut the lines, get your ass off the dock, and let's sail, motherfucker. So if you found this metaphorical boot in the ass useful, I'd appreciate it if you share this with someone else that you think could use a boot in her ass. What? Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and I'd appreciate a review of the show if you have the time. Also, if you find this episode or anything that I do of value to you, and why wouldn't you after this show, how about buying me a coffee, guys? You can go to buymeacoffee.com/chrisrolly. That's K-R-I-S-R-O-L-E-Y, one word, and you can buy me a coffee. See, it's simple. Do I like coffee? No, but you can buy me one. That's not so simple. It's complicated. The website HQ for all of this is chrisrolly.com, and that's where you can go to see all the latest and connect with me on all the social medias. Stay solid, people. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.